Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the chapter on modesty, the virtue of modesty. Modesty is haya, the virtue of haya, encouraging people to implement haya. We find that haya is a quality that is a special trait of Islam. And here we also find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that modesty, yesterday's hadith, modesty has 70 or more branches. So it's either 70 or more than 60 branches. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the best form, the best highest form of branch of modesty is, or the best branch of iman is that a person, he worships none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, La ilaha illallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the lowest form of iman is that a person removes a harmful object from the path. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said specifically, وَالْحَيَاءُ شُعْبَةٌ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that either it's more than 60, it has 70. So we know that it has many branches. But out of these branches, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned three. He mentioned the highest, he mentioned the lowest, and specifically, out of all, he mentioned haya. So what we learn from here is this haya is not a small trait, it's a very, very big and important trait. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specifically mentioned it. So today's hadith, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أشد حياء من العذراء في خدرها فإذا رأى شيئا يكرهه عرفناه في وجهه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was more modest than a virgin woman in her private room. When he saw something which he disliked, we realized it from his facial expressions. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here this explanation that Rasulullah sallam was more modest than a virgin woman. Why? Because generally you'll find a woman, an unmarried woman, you'll find that she is very, very shy, very bashful by nature. Very automatically that shyness is something that is created. Unfortunately, sometimes we spoil that shyness, that natural shyness that Allah ta'ala has left in a girl by sending her to a co-ed school, by sending her to university. Shyness that she is found naturally in a girl, it's now lost. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more shy than a girl in her private room. Why? Because when she's normally an unmarried girl in her home, in her private room, not exposed to the outside world, not exposed to the universities, not exposed to the workplace, not exposed to intermingling with men, that type of girl is extra shy, extra modest. Now imagine, she's staying at home, she's not going out anywhere, she's not married. What level of shyness will that girl have? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had more modesty even than that girl. What level of haya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had? So sahaba says that when we saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked something, we could make it out from the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he disliked it. From his facial expressions, we could pick up that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like it. So very important lesson we learn from here is that the girls and the women that Allah ta'ala has given us, they have come with that natural haya. When we're bringing them up also, we should encourage haya rather than discouraging haya. Sometimes you'll find that the girl is feeling shy to even go to the shop to buy something, which is natural haya, go to the supermarket, go shopping. So like that, the parents now shouldn't encourage, no, you must come shopping, you must start shopping, you must learn how to shop. These are all things that we are breaking the haya of the girl, natural. Rather, the thing is, if she doesn't want to go out, we should be happy. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this girl with shyness. Allah has blessed her with a natural quality, with an imani quality. So we must protect that imani quality in our daughters and in our sons. We must protect these qualities. Sometimes we think it's good that we expose them to the outside world. We expose them. One person phoned the other day to say that I want to teach my daughter how to do business. I want to take her into the business world. I want to show how the business world works. I just explained to him little bit. Learn how haya works, how important haya is. And this is the thing that will carry your daughter later. You are thinking by exposing her to the business world, she will learn how to learn the ropes of business. But the real thing that Allah Ta'ala wants, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraging us, is a haya. And this is the thing that she will learn by staying at home and not going out in the business world. After all, money is a thing. What is muqaddar for a person, he will receive or she will receive. It doesn't mean that a girl has to go out of the home for her to have money. how many girls and how many people are there that they do what they have to do as a normal domestic, but yet their lives are much, much more richer. Richer in the inverted commas, richer in the way they live in terms of their ability to stay at home, take care of the children, bring up a family that is rich in values, yet they don't go out of the house unnecessarily or to go into business. So this is something that we have got in our mind, that what will happen to them. We must remember one thing, that Allah Ta'ala that is the protector is also the provider. Allah Ta'ala is the protector, Allah is the provider. He is protecting them, He will provide for them. He is providing for them now, He will protect them tomorrow. Sometimes we got this fear that we have to educate our daughters, what's going to happen to them. Already we are creating a bad yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, that Allah who brought them and gave them to us, that Allah Ta'ala will take care of them. And if we are not around tomorrow, Allah is around. So when we got our yaqeen and our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever is beloved to Allah ta'ala, that is what we will do for our children, that is what we will do for ourselves, that is what we will do for our wives. So sometimes a man also thinks that my wife has to be there in the business. If she is not there in the business, then I will lose that support that I need. Automatically again we are taking out the haya from the woman folk. Naturally Allah ta'ala has made it such that they are supposed to be in the homes. They're supposed to be concealed. If we're going to allow them or bring them specifically in the businesses, now what's going to happen? They're going to be exposed to all the male clients. They're going to be exposed to customers. They're going to be talking to the males. The shyness that is created, or the shyness that is there, that is given to them, that shyness now gets lost. Make niyat that we'll spend a little bit extra. We'll hire some employee that can do the job. Then we don't have to take our wives into the businesses. This is not the tariqah in the style of Islam. The tariqah in the style of Islam is the woman is always concealed. She is concealed. Her voice is concealed. Sometimes also now a new trend is that the ladies must come on the television. They must appear in talk shows. They must come on the radio stations. Everybody must hear them. But actually the woman's voice also is concealed. Therefore you find you won't get an imam that is a woman. You won't get a muazzin that is a woman. You won't get a khatib, a person giving khutbah, that is a woman. It is not allowed in Islam to such an extent that even if the imam makes a mistake in namaz, and behind a privacy screen, behind a parda, there is a lady, then also she is not allowed to correct the imam. There is something known as tasfiq, where there's a mistake in salah, then one hand she hits the back of the other hand to make a certain sound. That sound now will tell the imam that there is a mistake. Not even allowed to correct the imam in salah. You think it is ever correct for a woman to come on the radio station, to come on the TV station, advertise their faces, advertise their voices, etc.? Allah Ta'ala protect us. This is not actually in keeping with deen. Deen is the privacy of the home. The woman has been given haya, that haya should remain. And then the haya is gone. Mentioned in the Shurahat, mentioned that when this hayat is gone, quoting this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Idha lam tastahi fasna' ma shi't," that when your haya is gone, then do whatever you please. Then not only the husband will fear that woman who lost the haya, even the people, the public, the general public will be scared of such a woman. She becomes such a terror when she doesn't fear anyone. She doesn't fear her husband, she doesn't fear her children, she doesn't fear her brothers and her family. She'll do whatever she wants, and then the respect of everyone gets lost because of this one woman. But who is to blame? It is us as far as the upbringing is concerned. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.